We're learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Kaf Aleph, and Aleph. We're learning the sugya of Kiddush HaMakom Suda. Mar brings down the memory of Shmuel, that ain't Kiddush El HaMakom Suda. The Rishbam says that the learner from the Karasa L'Shabbos Einig, Makom Hashet Tekari L'Shabbos Klam Ikri, the Kiddush Shamte Einig. The Kiddush has to be in the same Makom as the Suda. And then he says, Inami Soru, Minikva Kiddush El Yayin, since Kiddush has to be on the Yayin, Zechreel Yayin, Mistam El Yayin, Shabbashah Suduk, with the Choshev. Stomach's the type of yayin you need is the yayin b'tei chasuda, and kiddush el b'makom suda. So the Gemara says, "Sava minei." We thought he meant "Hani mili mibayis lebayis." Avamakom lemakom mechad beisaloi. Only from two different houses, that's called it's not b'makom suda. But two places in one house, no. Omer avanim b'tachlifa. Then the Gemara brings out the way that Shmuel went miigul la'arev adam mekadesh. That he wasn't Mekadesh, that even going from Igun to Ara is problem with Ein Kiddush El B'makom Suda. So Taisus of Maschal Makom L'Makom Mechad Beisa says, Perish Michedu L'Bayis and M'Bayis L'Aliyah. In two different rooms, or two different floors, from Igun to Ara. But Mipina L'Pina Yesh Kiddush. Just like with Shinu Makom, it's not called Shinu Makom. Who would then? By Kiddush El B'makom Suda, it's not called a problem of Kiddush El B'makom Suda. The Rosh also holds that way. The Ran, and the Maram Chalavah, and they hold that even in the same room, Mipina Lepina is a problem of Kiddush HaMakom Suda. So Mamel then Mechalik, Shina Makom Lagabe Bracha, Pina Lepina is not a problem of Shina Makom. Shina Makom Lagabe Kiddush HaMakom Suda, there, Kiddush HaMakom Suda and Pina Lepina is a problem of Kiddush HaMakom Suda. Be'ez Hashem, we'll speak about that more Barichas in the next year. The Duran brings another Shita, that it's a chilek of roya mekayma. You can have pina mipina l'chein derechad ba'ena roya mekayma. Let's say there's a wall in the way or something's in the way. But if you roya mekayma, the Ran has a svara, the Ran brings a shita, that it's called a makam echad. You have two chaburis, l'mashal agabe zimun, the ikav mitzdarif is miksashin roya elu es elu. So there could be a svara that roya mekayma has a din of kiddush makam suda. So here we have two shittas. We have Taisus that says that Makom L'Makom Mechad Beis is dafka two different rooms, or Igul Ara. The Ran says even two binis in the same room, but he brings a shita that Raya Mekayim would help, and that could be Raya Mekayim helps even if it's two different rooms. We'll see in the Hemshech. Now there's a little bit more to this sugya like this. Taisus earlier in Afkufim and Beis, the Ramaskal Yidei Kiddush Yatsu, he brings a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that brings a Meimer B'Shem Shmuel, that if kiddush b'bayis zev v'nimach lechol b'bayis achat tzarich l'kaddish. So Shmuel stims l'shitasei. If you mekaddish in one house and then you nimach to go to another house, you have to mekaddish. And then it brings the meimer b'shem rav that misha sukase areva olav. If somebody really likes sitting in the sukkah, mekaddish lo yanta v'achem b'beisai. Even though he's not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah, but he's mekaddish in his house, reichol b'sukase because he enjoys the sukkah, and it's not a problem of kiddush b'makom suda. And the gemara says lo pligi. Because Rav was talking about Shloi Yadayit Lechol Ubayish HaKiddush. His original plan was to go to the Sukkah. And Mimel, it's not a chsarin of Kiddush HaMakom Suda, because he had das to go to the other place. And Shmuel's talking about Shloi Yadayit Lechol Ubayish HaKiddush, and he changed his mind, V'nim Lechol Ubayish Acher. And that's why there's a problem. So it's interesting, the Yishalmi's mashma that there's no Machlaikas Rav and Shmuel. In the Bible, we have a Machlaikas Rav and Shmuel. But be'ikah with the Rishayim Shtal Zichon, because this is Negei Lalacha L'Maisa, is in Shmuel Gufa. Shmuel in the Yerushalmi that said, Kiddush Abayis Evan Nimach Lechol Abayis Achat Tzarech L'Kaddish, is because he's made Kiddush in one house, and he changed his mind and decided to eat in another house. So then you have the problem, it's not B'makom Suda. But the Yerushalmi is Mavur, even Shmuel be masking if you're planning on eating the other house Metchila. So then, there wouldn't be a problem. But here in this Gemara, Lecharitz Mavur, that Das doesn't help, because the Gemara asked the Kasha and Shmuel, why do you have to make Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses? Why don't you say Pashit? Because let's say somebody doesn't have wine at home, or he doesn't want to make Kiddush at home for whatever reason. So he'll hear the Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses, and he'll have Das to go and eat in his house. If Das works, so then why shouldn't it work here? What's the problem with Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses? Ain't Kiddush HaMakom Suda, but that's when you don't have Das. When you have Das, it works. Elamai, the Bavli holds like upon him in Shita Shmuel, that Das doesn't help. So what is it? Does Das help or does Das not help? So the emphasis is there are four Shitas in the Rishayin in Benigei if Das helps. Benigei had to answer The Bavli is mashma that das does not help, and the Yishalmi says that das does help. And how do you answer the two things? And what's halacha l'maisa? Taisus holds that there's a chilek between bayis l'bayis and makam l'makam. If you're going to be bayis l'bayis, then das doesn't help. So that explains this gemara. It can't be a mekanish of beik nishdam, because people could still use this kiddush for their home, because that's bayis l'bayis, even das doesn't help. Now Shane came, the Yishalmi is talking about a bayis to a sukkah. Bayis to a sukkah is called makam l'makam. That's not called bayis l'bayis. The sukkah is right next to the bayis. Has it a makam l'makam? But makam l'makam taka das helps. It's a chiddush l'dina, which is coming from the Yishalmi. In the Bavli, it doesn't say it. But in the Yishalmi state, there's a tishtim, the Yishalmi with the Bavli, we're going to say that bayis l'bayis das doesn't help. Makam l'makam das helps. As I state in Tesis, as I state in the Rosh. So it comes out that if it's two houses, then das doesn't help. But if it's the same house, makam l'makam das helps. But the Ran holds no. The Ran holds is a machlekes Bavli Yishalmi. The Ran doesn't like Tesis pshat. First of all, why do you think that sukkah is called makam l'makam b'chad besa? The sukkah could be out of the house. It could be bayis l'bayis. And second of all, what's a svara? If makam l'makam is called a different makam l'gabi kiddush, and das helps over there, so how come bayis l'bayis das doesn't help? What's a svara that makam l'makam b'chad besa das would help, and bayis l'bayis das doesn't help? Manav Shech, if das helps, it should help in all cases. If das doesn't help, it shouldn't help in either case. So that's why the Ran holds it's a machlokes Bavli Yishalmi. The Bavli holds it's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds you never have to have Kiddush and Makom Suda. Shmuel holds you never have to have Kiddush and Makom Suda. The Yishalmi stims it too. They're totally, they're both masking that if you don't have das, it's a problem. And if you have das, it's not a problem. It's machlokes Bavli Yishalmi. So the Ran is the most machmir here. Because like we said, the Ran happens to hold that even Mipina Lepina, in one cheder, is a problem of Kiddush Makam Suda. And the Ran also helps that das doesn't help. Taisus holds two different coolers. Taisus holds Mipina Lepina is not a problem of Kiddush Makam Suda. And Mimakam Lamakayim is a problem, like the Gemara says, but there das would help. And Bayis Labayis, das won't help. Now the Rosh brings from Rabbeinu Nisim Gain, the biggest cooler, that he also says Yishalmi says das helps. The Bavli also holds that way. The Gemara says lom lom l'kedusha be'knishta. If you're going to say das helps, what's the kasha? Maybe being mekadosh in the base of Knesset k'day, the people should have das to go to the house and then they'll be yitzah. So he says like this. The ikar problem is that people think you don't need kiddush makam suda. People see the main kiddush. People don't know that anyone's having das to use the kiddush for the house. Everyone makes their own kiddush. Elamai. It must be, we have a kasha, because people are gonna decide, because you're making kiddush, it must be, you don't need makam suda. People aren't gonna chap that people having das to use the kiddush in the house. They say, no. You make the kiddush for the archim. The archim is using the kiddush. You're reading right here. So everyone understands, it's not a problem making kiddush al makam suda. But there been an Nisim Gain, he's the most makel. He says das works in all cases. Alright, the Gemara is mashmanat the way. No, the Gemara means, Lamal al Makdusha may Knishna means it'll look like people will think that you can have a Kiddush alay b'makam suda. So here we have three shittas. We have the Ran is the most machmir. Das doesn't help, period. And even Mipina Lepina is a problem of Kiddush b'makam suda. We have the Mart, the Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon, which is the most makel, that Das helps for Kiddush b'makam suda. And we have Taisus and the Rosh, which are in the middle a little bit, that Lagame, Bayis, Labayis, Das doesn't help, and Makam, Lamakam, Das helps. Now the Mordechai also learns like Taisus. He also shtims Yishalmi and the Bavli that das doesn't help. But he holds that even by makam l'makam das doesn't help. And the reason is the Gemara is taka mashma that way. Because the Gemara says that Shmuel was nachas me'igra la'arev ha'odah mekadesh. That means he made sure not to be mekadesh in the roof and eat in the ground floor. Why? Why didn't he just have das? Why didn't he have to be nachas me'igra la'arev ha'odah mekadesh? He just have das. Why says das doesn't work even by makam l'makam? So how do you shtim the Yishalmi in the Bavli? The Mordechai still wants to shtim the Yishalmi in the Bavli. Because the Mordechai holds that Mipina Lepina is also a problem. And Mipina Lepina, there, das helps. Taisus holds Mipina Lepina, b'chol you don't need das. But the Mordechai is more machmir. He holds in makam l'makam, das doesn't help. And Mipina Lepina, das helps. He need das, and das helps. So what's interesting is like this. The Lashon of the Yishalmi that das helps is Misha Sukase Areva Olav. he's mekadesh bebeisa beyond the vachon vaichol besukase. Mekadesh in his house, he's eichel in the sukkah. So what's the case of bias to sukkah? Taisus holds bias to sukkah is makam lamakam. Zok demarin chai, no. According to his pshat, makam lamakam also das doesn't help, because you want to shtim the yishalim with the bavli, and he's learning the bavli, and even makam lamakam das doesn't help. He went meigul arev of the mekadesh. So zok demarin chai echidish, that bias to sukkah is called pina lapina. Either the sukkah has its own walls. Yeah, but you don't have the walls there to use, you have the walls for a mitzvah. You have the walls for a mitzvah, it's not considered to be chaylik makam, that's called mipina lepina. So in Jesant, the Ramah, who holds, like Taisus and the Rosh, like we'll explain, who holds that makam lemakam needs das, and pina lepina b'chal doesn't need das, he says that bias to sukkah lives in pina lepina. So chay, what he means is, that you don't need das, that's called b'makam suda mamish. So fact the Gayin, the Bir Agram, and the Ali Rabbah also asked the same kasha, where do you get this kavaldiga kula that you can make kiddush in the house and eat in the sukkah without das? Nobody holds that way. Everyone holds you need das. Taisus holds this mimakam lamakam. That's why Taisus holds you need das. The Mordechai that says it's mipina lapina is because he holds you need das mipina lapina. But you're taking two kulas. You're naming on that mipina lapina doesn't need das. That's Shitas Taisus. But you're also naming on like the Mordechai that the bias to the sukkah lives in pina lapina. But that's not true. Bias to sukkah and the Yishalmi state, you need das. Both Taisus and the Marichai hold me paskin like the Yishalmi. So if you hold the pina lapina, you don't need das. It's behechich, the bias to the sukkah. It's not going to be pina lapina. It's called makam lamakam, like Taisus says. If you hold me makam lamakam, doesn't help das, like the Marichai holds. So the pshal is me pina lapina, you need das. Then you say that bias and sukkah lives pina lapina. But to say like Taisus, that pina lapina doesn't need das, and to say like the Mordechai, that bias is sukkah and pina lapina is eiches a chavul b'shnei rashim. Nobody knows that way. As I affect the Gayin and the Eliyahu Rabba. But the Dogel Mervava and the Taisus Shabbos say that's really two cases. It's not a machlokes, Taisus and the Mordechai, if bias the sukkah bias the pina lapina. Taisus' case could be talking about that the wall of the house is separating between the bias and the sukkah. So then it's Pasha, it's not Mipina Lapina. That's what the Ramah is saying. Then Avada buys him Makam Lamakam. It's like two different rooms. The Mordechai is talking about the wall of the house is not separating between the bayis and the sukkah. The only thing separating between the bayis and the sukkah is the wall of the sukkah. It's like the sukkah is like in the house. Yes, there's no roof at that point. And the separation is just the wall of the sukkah. So there he says that that buys Mipina Lapina. That we don't find anyone argues on him. He's saying a svara that the wool of the sukkah is not considered to make it mecheder lecheder because it's just for the tashmish of the sukkah. So meil is mipina lapina. I Taisus holds this mimakam lamakam. He's from a different case, but you don't have any raya that anyone argues on the Mordechai's case. With a lechayer fakek, you don't really have a raya to the Mordechai svara. The Mordechai lishitasei had to hold that bias to sukkah by mipina lapina because he holds that makam lamakam doesn't help das. And bias to sukkah, it helps das. Bias tais is pina lapina. If you don't like the Mordechai, you don't have a raya, then in that case, the bias pina lapina. But al-kapanim, you don't have a raya for kait. So Ramah is the right to pask in the way. That's the teretz of the Eliyarab of the tais of Shabbos and the Dagam Revava. Al-kapanim, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, they pask like tais in the Rosh, that by bias, it doesn't help das. And makam lamakam, it does help das. And pina lapina, b'chol, you don't even need das. So three cases. In the same room, even in a very large room, from one place in the room to the other place in the room, you don't need das. That works no matter what, even without das. You could change your mind and go to a different place in the room, even if it's a very large room. Going to a different room or a different floor, there if you had das, it works. If you didn't have das, it doesn't. Going to a different house, even das doesn't help. And that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Magen Avraham says that lechachili should also be machmir pina lapina. That's the das of the Ran and the Maram Chalava and the Mordechai. The pina lapina is a problem. Now there's a difference because the Ran holds even das doesn't work and the Mordechai holds das works. But this is what Be'al Ocha says, because the Magen Avraham says lechachili should be machmir pina lapina. The Be'al Ocha says dafka when you didn't have das. When you had das, he doesn't think you should be machmir pina lapina because first of all, Taisus holds in pina lapina b'chlal. You don't even need das. And second of all, Taisus holds that Mimakal Namakam even das helps, and the Marech holds that Pinu Lepina das helps. So if you have both Svaris, you don't have to be Machm Lechatchila. But to be Nimlach, Mipinu Lepina should be Machm Lechatchila. Then he says another Svarit, like we mentioned, the Ran says, when you Royis Mekoimah, it's not a problem. And the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. So it's also a Shaila, it's also a Shaila in the Paiskim. But also, when you have Hayais, that the Shulchan Aruch really paskins like Taisus, that Pinu Lepina Bechal doesn't need das. And Makam Lemakayim, das helps. Even though on both these Shailas it should be Machmer. Makam Lemakayim with das it should be Machmer. Pinu Lepina Al Kapanim without das it should be Machmer. But in both cases, by Royim Mekayma, we have another story to be Mekel, you can be Mekel. You don't have to be Machmer Lechatchila. So if you make kiddush in one part of the room and you come to make a mitzi and you want to be in another part of the room and you're roi mekaymai, so then it's b'chol not a problem. Now Bilach also brings another interesting machlokes achreinim. What's the din if you return to your original place? You went, you made kiddush, you left the house, you went to a different place and you returned to your original place. Does the have a din came like shinui makayim? That the pshat is once you leave, you lose the kiddush. It's not kiddush makom suda. Oh no, shinui makom, you lose the bracha. But kiddush makom suda, as long as you came to the original place, so that's kiddush makom suda. So he brings the shari knesses agdela, which is very stark. That no, as long as you came back to the original place, it's not a problem with kiddush makom suda. And he's marich about das of the achreinim. He does bring other achreinim that hold not that way. He does bring achreinim that once you left, it is a problem with kiddush makom suda. But Lamaisa, in the end, he holds that if you did leave, you should not make a kiddush again. You can be saimich on the mekilim b'shas etchak. But he holds the chetchila mevada yeshli zor that you shouldn't leave, even if you come back to the same place. So I think this is very negayah for sukkahs. On sukkahs, we make kiddush in the sukkah, and then we go to the house to wash. So this is what I think. If it's mimakam lemakam, your sukkah is adjacent to the house. So it has a din of mimakam lamakam. So there, me'ikir ha-din mimakam lamakam, when you have das, it's not a problem with kiddush makam suda. So who ha-din if your das gufa was to go, leave, and come back? Mistama that's ligari from your das is to go there and stay there. You had das. And maybe it should work. So maybe if your sukkah is adjacent to your house, it's on your porch, or it's right next to your house, so it shouldn't be a problem going into the house and washing for a mitzi as long as that's what your das was. And kol shkein, if you're able to see the house from the sukkah, or the sukkah from the house, even a little bit of it, the pshat is, that's royim mekaymah, that works. So kol shkein, you have this see if they're coming back to the same place, it wouldn't be a problem of kiddush makom suda. But let's say your sukkah is a little bit distant from your house, and you can't see it. Your sukkah is in your backyard, or in your front yard, and it's not adjacent to the house. So l'chayr, that's mabayis l'bayis. So l'chayr, l'fi the way the Mishnah B'alacha brings a shayla, if you leave your makam and you come back, that could be a problem with kiddush makam suda, and he says the chachila should be nizer. So what do? You go and you make kiddush, and then you go inside the house to wash, it should be a problem. And even if you have das, so the emphasis is you have one tzirif, you have the das of Rav Nissim Gayin, that holds that das always works, even mibayis levayis, but he's like a das yachid in the Rishaynim. According to Rav Rishaynim, das doesn't work mibayis levayis. According to Kam Rishaynim, it doesn't even work mimakam lamakam. But according to the psakis, it doesn't work. So you have a machlekes Rishaynim, you're coming back to the same place. But the Mishavur says, l'chakil etzarech lizara b'zeh. So l'chayr, I think the etzah could be, we'll learn later in the parak about washing before kiddush. In the paiskim it's mavur. We know that most of us don't have a minhag to wash before kiddush. We have a minhag to wash after kiddush. There are na'igim, the Yotzei Ashkenaz, that they wash before kiddush. But most of us don't have that minhag. But it's mavur in the paiskim that except for the mekadesh, there's really no kpeda. The mekadesh, there might be a kpeda, because it's making kiddush is a hefsik in the tila and a mitzi. But for everyone else, that they're not saying the kiddush, is really no kpeda. So the etzah should be like this. Everybody else should wash before kiddush. The mekadesh, he really could also wash before kiddush, that's really the ikar adin. But if he wants, he doesn't want to wash before kiddush, that's not his meaning. So he should make Kiddush, and he should bring in an Egel Maser Shisel with the Netilas Yadayim, and do Netilas Yadayim in the Sukkah or close to the Sukkah. So Lamaisa, nobody leans between the Kiddush and the Amaitzi. Sarachi Ladina, if that's the right thing to do. It sounds to me, going inside to wash is a serious Shaila. According to the Pesach, which Shabur says, the Chachil Yesh Lizar, that even when you come back to the original place, it's a problem with Kiddush Makam Sudah, so it's a Shaila. So if the Sukkah is adjacent to the house, it's Mimakam Lamakayim. So it's not such a serious Shaila, because the Ikib Sak is that Das works. But see if the Pesach in that home, that going back to the original place, is not a problem, Avadi Norf Demi Machmir. But if it's Mibayas Labayas, Lachay, you should be Machmir, Lachay, that's the Eitz of Tzarechim Ladina. Now one more shtickle. Taisa says, when Rabbi told his Talmidim that he made Kiddush for them, and he told them, Te'imu Midi, because maybe when you go to your Shmiza, there won't be a Ner there. And then, you won't be able to, and with this Kiddush, you won't be Eitz, because ain't Kiddush Olamakam Suda. So that shows you, the Rabbi holds ain't Kiddush Olamakam Suda. And why wasn't he worried about Suda Shabbos? Because they can have three Sudas tomorrow. That's what the Rishbam and Taisa say. And also a possibility that maybe he'll have a place to eat where there'll be an air, but there won't be wine. So merely wants him to be Yetzir with his Suda. Now what does it mean to imu mini? So Taisa says bread. You have to eat bedafka pas. He says if mini tagima work for Shalosh Sudas B'Shamash, that alone is a big shiloh. But even if it does, that would dafka be Suda Shlishas. We're not Sudas Ayrish Shachash and Ikka Kvay Shamas, and as they state in the Rush. So Mela, Taisus and the Rush say that in order to have Kiddush Makam Suda, you have to eat Lechem Pas, as they state, Timas Lechem. Now the Torah, in Simon Reisha and Gemel, brings the Ga'inim that say you don't eat Lechem. He says, Yayin is also Suda, but Peiris is not a Suda. And the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei brings the Shita, Kasuwa Ga'inim, that in Kiddush Makam Suda, Yayin is also good enough to be a Suda. Now, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring another Shita, but this he does bring down B'Shem Kasru HaGa'inim. In the Beis Yosef he says, I don't see that Taisus is arguing on the Ga'inim. Because maybe Taisus didn't say, Lagabe Kiddush HaMakam Suda, you need pass. He's just saying, Lagabe Suda, you need pass. Suda Shabbos needs pass, but Kiddush HaMakam Suda, could be Yayin is also good enough, and you could be Yetzi Yedei Kiddush. So the Chayr Tzipliya, and the Taisus Shabbos asks the Kasha, Fakad, Taisus and the Rishbam Mefurish is saying that they weren't worried about the Suda. You could have three Sudas tomorrow, Kedaima. They're only worried about Kiddush. And you see, for Kiddush you need Timas Lechem. Although it's a little bit mashman Taisus because he says, Sudas Iris Rishachrish and Ikka Kvay Chamas doesn't help Mini Tangima. He didn't talk about Kiddush and Makam Suda. And Mustami holds that once the Sudas Iris and Shachrish is the Suda, so that's the Suda you need for Kiddush. But that's what the Beis Yosef says. And the Taisa Shabbos says you have to be matchik like this. Now, also Kiddush will be good enough wine. The reason why Taisa's new Te'imu Midi means bread is because once you're eating, you might as well eat something to be ate in the Suda. That's what Taisa means. But Lamais, it's a big Shiloh. The Taisa Shabbos brings a Rai from Ben Yain and the Rai from Bracha saying you're not Yetzu without Pas. Now, the Shiloh says, Pas mean Hamaitzi or is Pas good enough Mezainis? The Magen Avraham brings a Kula for Mezainis also. And Abi Kiveinga on the Gilyan, he brings a drisha that says a chilul between wine and mezainis. He says like this: we're going to see by Shini Makayim, and there's a big shiloh. What's called the dvavra ton bracha lachrein mimkayman? What's called something which lagabi Shini Makayim wouldn't be a problem? The Rishbam holds anything that you make a bracha main shalish. So wine would be called the dvavra which is ton bracha lachrein mimkayman. But Taisus holds not that way. Taisus dafka mezainis. The zakta Abi Kiveinga, it's totally habaha. If you hold the ga'inim that say wine works, it's because the ga'inim hold the gabe tunim bracha chayim kaiman, anything which needs shiva seminim, anything which needs a bracha main shalosh, you have to go back to its place to make the bracha achreina, so that's why yayim works. But we don't necessarily paskin that way. We paskin, you need mezainis could be, so that's why you would need mezainis for Kiddush HaMakam Suda. Now there is a third shita, so we have like this, we have the possibility that you need lechem, and you have mezainis possibly, and you have the shita segayim of yayin, and the shilta gemara says anything, even peiris. And the reason why he says because suda shabbos is chashuvahi, even a suda seray is called the suda skevah. And Magen Avraham brings down the shilta gemara, it's here in the back by the rif, and the shulchan. And he says that we pass him like the shulchan aruch. But the Mishnah Berurah says halacha lemaisa, if the guy's in shul and he feels shach and he has wine for kiddush, that doesn't have mezainis, he just has peiris, so he can be samech on the shulti gevayim mishasat kaki. Brings a chayim that say it, but he says dafka at night, dafka by day. I mean, by night he shouldn't be samech on the shulti gevayim at all. Now, what's the maskana? The Mishaburi says that since Kamer Rishayim hold, or at least the Mashma, that you're not Yetzir Kiddush with Yayin, you can't be Seimich on the Ga'inim and be Yetzir with Yayin, Ela B'makam Etchak. So it could be B'Shas Etchak, let's say on Pesach, where you don't have Mezainis and you want to eat a Kiddush in the Shul, so you could be Seimich on the Ga'inim with Yayin, that could be called B'Shas Etchak, maybe. But otherwise, you should be Mahadir, not to be Yetzir with Yayin. But the Shailas, does he mean Dafke Yayin? How about Mini Tagima? He doesn't say it so clearly. He says, Yayin. I'm not sure what he holds if Mini Tagima is also only B'Shas Etchak. He doesn't say it so clear. And also, I'm not sure if there's a chiluti distinction between Kiddush Laila and Kiddush Yayin. Because Lagabe Nishut, the Gemara and the Marshal, he makes a chiluti Kiddush Laila and Kiddush Yayin. He brings in the Bi'a Lacha that the Gayin was makbid only to eat pas, both by Kiddush Laila and Kiddush Yayin. He held dafka pas both by Kiddush Laila and Kiddush Yayin. It means that to be halacha. But I'm not sure if he held that everyone has to be noyig that way. He just brought the it down from the hanaga from the Gayin. Because we know the minik pashit is to be seimich on mini tagima and cake legabi Kiddush Yayin. But I'm just declaring that since it is a shayla, maybe it can't be seimich on cake for Kiddush of Laila. They don't really have a minik for that. Shas etchak could be. And sometimes it comes up. And something like, say, Simchas Torah night, and people want to make Kiddush in Shul, they're going home later, and want to eat Mezainis. I'm not 100% sure if you could be Seimich on it, L'chadchila. Chai Kiddush by Shachris, that's already the minig of that, you could be Seimich. But, like the Mishnah Berurah says, Yayin you shouldn't be Seimich on, except in Makom Etchak. Clara of Zogin, that maybe Mini Tagima, it's only B'Yayin you've Seimich on it, but B'Laila could be, we're not saying the Chamin Tagima except if it's a Makom Etchak.